fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 14th day of February. Yes, it is Valentine's Day, gentlemen, year of our Lord 2022. Yes, we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, so let's go ahead and do that. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day. We are, in fact, in a spiritual war. Yes, there is going to be kinetic war before this is over, but for the time being, it's a spiritual war. So prepper tip of the day is just pray without ceasing. Prayer is powerful and prayer works. And one last thing before we get to our special guest. Gentlemen, yes, it is Valentine's Day. Don't forget your honey. It's her special day, so just take care of that. Do what you need to do. And we do, in fact, have wedding in the green room, a gentleman who I'm sure has not forgotten it is Valentine's Day. We have Andrew representing EMP Shield. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. I did not forget it's Valentine's Day.
Well, good for you. I made the mistake of forgetting my wedding anniversary once. That never happened again.
Right.
There are some things a guy can't do, and forgetting wedding anniversary or Valentine's Day or birthday of your honey is certain things you simply can't do.
No.
Well, Andrew, all fun aside for a moment, before we get into the heavy geopolitical stuff, up in the state of Washington, where my daughter and her family live, the Speaker of the House, a woman named Lori Jenkins, has announced that prayer in the Washington State Capitol can no longer be done in the name of Jesus. A very sad day for the state of Washington and for America, that an elected official in a position of trust and respect, the Speaker of the House in the state of Washington, has made such a pronouncement. I hope that the pushback on that is immediate and solid and strong, because it needs to be, don't you think, sir?
I agree. What's going on with our country right now? That's just insane.
Well,
I'm a little thrown off by that, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Here's what's going on. We're at the culmination of decades, many decades, of the communists waging cultural warfare with great success. Yeah. I don't want to dwell on this too long, but I'll just focus on two things. First of all, when you have limited resources, it doesn't matter whether you're local plumbing company or a Fortune 500 company, every entity has limited resources. You focus those on where you can get the most bang for your buck. So the communists focused on taking over the schools that teach the teachers. That's very important. Mm-hmm. And they were successful. They are focused also really heavily on the schools that teach journalism. And they've had great success in those two areas. When you take over the schools that teach the teachers, you spread your poison from everywhere from the largest metropolitan Los Angeles, Chicago areas to the smallest of villages in the country. Mm-hmm. So they've had quite, and what you're seeing is a culmination of decades of very diligent work on the part of the communists to destroy our culture, which in turn would destroy our country, all part of degrading our national defense to the point where we now have ROTC students, male students, being forced to wear not only high heels, but bright red high heels publicly while wearing their uniform and forced to march, or walk, I should say, attempt to walk, more like it, in public wearing red high heels. Which brings us to our usual Monday morning discussion of the state of our national defense and the fact, and I think it's irrefutable fact, that all our listeners should take personal responsibility for protecting themselves and the people they care about, don't you think, Andrew?
100% yes. You know, if people are not waking up, they're about to be waking up. Most people are even aware, but there's a lot of things going on right now. And there have been for, you know, since the whole COVID thing started, but it's getting out of control. There's a lot going on. Everybody's tracking Russia and Ukraine and focused on that. But, you know, there's also China and Taiwan, which has not been really in the news, but it makes me wonder what's really going on there. And there's some huge threats to the United States. I'm looking at a Washington Times article right now that was posted yesterday that says the threat of EMP attack reinforced by loss of SpaceX satellite to geomagnetic storm. The Sun is doing what the Sun historically has done. And of course, there's a lot of bad things happening around the world. So it's just, we're kind of in a state of chaos right now.
Absolutely. Well, I visited over the weekend with a friend. The family farm has been in the family more than 100 years, a cattle ranch. And he's been concerned about EMP for about, I'd say 8 or 9 years since he read, I think it was Glenn Beck's book concerning EMP, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, he's having a contractor install a very sophisticated solar panel array to charge up all the batteries. He has a machine shop, by the way, that he uses in his machine shop, he uses around the ranch. And I found out also yesterday, Andrew, this is significant for many of our listeners, including myself, that the this company that manufactures the highest quality chainsaw steel, they now manufacture and sell an electric chainsaw, which, of course, uses rechargeable batteries. Another good reason to have EMP shield devices, because we're quickly seeing routine tools we use around the ranch, around the farm, around the home, power drills, and now chainsaws being made at a level that a professional can use them. And the same family, by the way, now owns more than a dozen antique tractors that don't have a single resistor, transistor, or diode on them. They know what's coming. And this is not an isolated, you know, my neighbors down the street here, they are not alone. Farmers are very smart men and women. They're well-educated. They have at high-speed internet access. They know what's going on in the world, and they have multiple skills in areas that people in city and urban dwellers can't even guess at the skills the average rancher and farm family have. multiple skills. And they're getting ready. And they've been getting ready for years.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be talking to him about why and how he needs EMP shield devices to protect everything he's putting together. He doesn't need them for the 12 antique tractors. Very smart guy. But he will need them to protect the solar panel controls and everything else he has, which is extensive, like most ranches and farms that have and could be damaged or destroyed by EMP, or in the case of many devices, lightning also. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your heads up. Maybe you haven't given much thought to this, like my local sheriff. Yeah, John, I've heard about EMP. You know, that's a way of saying, I really don't know, isn't it, Andrew?
It is. No, it makes me happy to know that people are aware, but there's a lot of people who just think they understand and blow it off like it's not a real threat. But this EMP and coronal mass ejection is an incredible threat to the United States and to individuals. And, you know, kind of touch on the farmers thing. I had a friend who was buying a piece of land a couple years ago, and he was kind of surveying the neighborhood and was upset that there was no preppers around him. He just had farmers surrounding him. And my response was exactly what you just said. I'm like, there is no one better than a farmer. They're self-sufficient. They understand.
Right.
They protect themselves. They protect their community. They're probably by far one of the most aware and most capable people that I'm aware of. And so I kind of explained that to him, and he's like, oh, well said, good point, okay. So I 100% agree with you. I'd take a farmer any day of the week, as a part of my team.
These communities outside the urban areas, ranchers and farmers, these men and women, mm-hmm. they're up 2 hours before dawn, 7 days a week, doing manual labor. That first hour when they're up before the sun comes up, they may be on the internet catching up with all the latest news, but they have multiple skills. They're hardworking, they're physically tough, they're mentally tough, and they have everything they need on site. It's a matter of pride and to be able to do repair anything and everything, including their tractors, cars, and trucks on site, without having to rely on a dealer. It's a matter of humiliation to have to rely on a tractor dealer to repair the tractor. That's right. The nature of this culture out here, isn't it, Andrew?
It is. And, you know, it's almost a shame. You know, we get to experience this. I'm in Kansas, you're in Missouri. You know, a lot of my friends and our neighbors, they're all farmers. And so we get to see it. It's a shame that a lot of people don't get to experience that, and it's kind of lost the, that.
Another heads up for city people. They may go for a Sunday drive in the country, and they go past a farm or ranch, and they see what looks like a barn. Mm-hmm. And maybe they see several structures. Maybe it looks like, oh, this farmer's got three barns. Well, one probably is a barn. One may be a place to keep tractors and other equipment. Another could mm-hmm. be a world-class machine shop making anything, fabricating metal from very small parts to very large parts with all the things that a metalworking shop has, which would be a lathe, welding, gas and electric welding, right. Drill presses, metal bending equipment, everything a machine shop has. Or it could be a woodworking shop to fabricate things mm-hmm. from wood, making custom wood cabinets. Or and there's no sign out front. All the neighbors know.
Right.
A young man I know, I've known this man since he was a senior in high school. He's now married with three kids, and he has an excellent automotive truck repair shop, and you drive past his ranch, there's no sign out front, no phone number, no welcome to the XYZ auto repair shop,
right.
Nothing at all. But you have to make an appointment a week in advance to get your car or truck looked at. He's so busy. You know?
Yep.
And, but that's true all over the country. That's just the nature
right.
of people that men and women that live in the country, they don't need a sign out front. If you have a business where people make an appointment a week in advance, why would you waste money on a sign or an ad in a telephone book, Andrew?
Exactly. And that's one of those if you know, you know kind of things. Those are the best. It really is pretty neat to see stuff like that. And it's, to me, that's American. You know, you work hard, you do well, you're skilled at what you do. I love it.
It is. Well, that's the heart of America. The heart of America, mm-hmm. the beating heart of America that makes everything else work. That's what we are out here in the country. We don't have the large numbers of population, but we don't need the large numbers of population. We have what we need. Unfortunately, many of these same people have taken the clot shot, and many of them will be dead, unfortunately, especially if they keep getting the boosters. Yeah. But the ones that don't, we will carry on the tradition, and we will carry on and do workarounds for the people we lose. We got a break coming up here in a couple of moments. We like to, at the end of the first break, have Andrew give us a summary of just what in the world EMP is for our new listeners we have every week, what it is, how it causes damage, and how you can mitigate using EMP shield devices. And, of course, we'll always take your questions and comments at 512-248-8252. I like to give visitors a tour of my home. When I get to the circuit breaker panel, I point to the little, it's about the biggest, as big as maybe a couple of postage stamps, piece of plastic with an LED light illuminated hanging from the circuit breaker panel. And I'll say, "You don't know what that is, do you?" And I say, "Corey, no, I don't know what that is, John. Tell me." So I let them know that that little wire is connected to the EMP shield device that's hidden behind the circuit breaker panel, which tells me two things. First of all, it's there. Second of all, it's working. And I let them know that they need one also on their home to protect their home from lightning and to protect their home from EMP. And they nod their head yes, and some go ahead and get them, some don't. But that's just the nature of human beings, that not everybody establishes the same priorities. Not everybody moves forward in the same manner. And people procrastinate. But that's, you know, I'm okay with it. I understand that's just the way people are, and I'm not upset by it at all, because I understand that's just the way people are. And that's why we keep repeating ourselves every week to help the people procrastinating to move forward and make a decision. And those who are just being exposed to this information to wake up and smell the coffee and understand the true nature what in the world EMP is, how it works, how it causes damage, and how to mitigate.
Yes, sir.
Every home and every community that has functioning electronics, a functioning generator, could become a haven for medicines that need to be refrigerated, perhaps an O2 concentrator for somebody that needs that, maybe one room that has air conditioning for people that are at risk of high heat and temperature. That one home could be a lifesaver for a whole neighborhood, couldn't it, Andrew?
It absolutely could. It really could. And once people become aware of the threat of EMP and understand that it's actually something that you can mitigate and defend against, you know, people wake up. And believe it or not, we have a lot of customers who are farmers, which surprised me in the beginning.
I'm not surprised at all. You were surprised. I'm not.
No, I'm not now. But in the beginning, I was like, farmers? But you know what? It makes sense because they understand the threat. They understand protecting their equipment. And a lot of these farmers have very expensive tractors and equipment that needs to be protected because they want to be able to continue what they do even after something like an EMP or a solar flare or coronal mass ejection happens.
Well, we have a break. We get back from the break, and it's going to explain what in the world is EMP. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. There is a $50 discount on each individual piece of equipment. So if you buy three pieces of EMP Shield devices, you get $150 off. And Andrew's going to give us his weekly summary on just what in the world is EMP, how does it work, and how to protect. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. It's a term that many people have heard of, and it seems like it's something from science fiction, whether a book or a movie. But I'm here to let people know that EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, is a very real thing, and it's a very real threat to the United States. And I'll kind of briefly describe how an EMP works. So the way it works is an adversary, whether it's China, Russia, North Korea, you name it, Iran, they're going to basically launch a missile, and a nuclear weapon will go off above the atmosphere, above the United States. They say around 250 to 300 miles, which is roughly the altitude of the International Space Station. So this is a nuclear weapon going off that you're probably not going to see. It's very, very high up. The blast is not going to impact or be a threat to you physically on the ground. But what it's going to create is actually a blast that goes outwards into space and also downwards towards the Earth. And that nuclear blast creates three phases of an EMP. Now, the first two phases is actually from that blast going downwards towards the Earth. And the nuclear weapon creates two things that create the phases, which is gamma radiation and then also matter. And so basically what happens is when that gamma radiation travels downwards through the atmosphere, and then the matter travels downwards through the atmosphere, it creates a thing called ionization. It's just a fancy word for saying that the electrons from the atmosphere are stripped and shot downwards towards the Earth from that blast. And this occurs in two phases. The first phase is in the nanoseconds. The second phase is in the microseconds. Both are very, very, very quick. Both are roughly 50,000 volts per square meter in a DC charge. And this energy is coupled with anything that is a conductor of energy. So basically the grid, your home, cell phones, computers, anything that could induce this energy is doing it simultaneously. And these first two phases are destroying pretty much anything that has microelectronics inside of it. So transistors, resistors, diodes, silicon arsenide, microprocessors, anything. Now, it doesn't mean everything will be destroyed, but 95-99% of everything with microelectronics will be destroyed from these first two phases. So as an example, most modern-day vehicles are going to cease to function after an EMP. This will also destroy portions of the grid. And, of course, electronics that are connected to larger antennas, like your home, as an example, if your cell phone's plugged into the wall, has an incredibly high likelihood of being destroyed. So that's the first two phases of an EMP. The third phase is a little bit unique in the sense that when that blast in the atmosphere goes off, it also pushes outwards in space, which is pushing on the magnetosphere, which is that thing around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather. And when it pushes outwards on the magnetosphere, it actually causes a fluctuation of the magnetosphere, which creates a low and slow charge being built at the ground level of the Earth. Now, this third phase, which is the E3 portion of an EMP, this is the part where the grid is going to be completely destroyed. And that's basically it's finishing off the grid, because the first two phases can destroy certain portions of the grid. The E3 portion is basically assuring that the grid will be destroyed. And the reason being is because the charge is low and slow, so it's going to happen over several hours, anywhere from like 3 hours to 10 hours or even longer. Because of the size of the grid, which it could be a mile, 10 miles, 100 miles long, it is able to induce this low and slow charge over time. And so basically at 2 hours, the charge is getting higher. At 3 hours, the charge is getting to a critical level. And then at a certain point, the charge gets high enough that certain components of the grid begin to get destroyed. So transformers, portions of substations, you name it. It gets very hot. It begins to damage the components. And so after the E3 portion, we're no longer going to have the grid, which provides energy to homes. So an EMP is an incredibly real risk. The Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will die within 1 year after an EMP.
All right. We have a break. After the break, Andrew will talk about mitigation of both EMP and lightning. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a new panel set up in a day or two. My friend Steve O'Neill, he's the only nuclear scientist I've ever known personally, and he writes regular articles a couple of times a week, and we'll be posting his articles. They were meant for private consumption only by a couple of people, but they're so important and so well done that I will have them posted at my website beginning this week. I think you'll get a lot out of them. I certainly enjoy reading what the man writes. I'll be meeting with Tom Berryhill this week to get energy cleaners and get these back orders caught up again. And I'm getting a fresh order of the Micro Plush throws. They're warm and soft and cozy and comfortable. You can use them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. They come in two colors, taupe and gray. And only $75 shipping included. So we're getting a nice big order of those in later this week also. All the details at my website. You can study up on the energy cleaners and how they work. You can place your order there using PayPal. And you can send me a check. My address is there also. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield, and of course, EMP Shield devices are available at my website at thelibertyman.com. And after the explanation of just what this is, Andrew's going to mention how to mitigate using EMP Shield devices to protect not only from EMP, but from lightning. And he's also going to tell us about the excellent industry-leading $25,000 insurance policy for protecting us lightning. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, so it's interesting. A lot of people don't understand that EMP is something that you actually can protect against. You know, before EMP Shield, the only way to protect against EMP was to put electronics inside of a Faraday cage, which is also still a very effective method of protection. But what we've invented is a method which is military certified to protect electrical systems while in operation. So previously with the Faraday cage, you had to put them in there and whatever was inside the cage could not be used because a Faraday cage is a completely enclosed structure. With our technology, basically, you now have the ability to use your vehicle, use your home's electrical system. Everything that's connected to those electrical systems is protected, your solar, your generator, you name it. We've got about 45-plus models currently available. Not to mention, we do critical infrastructure. We do government work as well. So what we've invented is basically a completely new method of protecting things that did not exist until we kind of came up with the idea. Which is incredible. I mean, so think about protecting a vehicle. I couldn't imagine in the middle of the winter after an EMP having to get home 100 or 150 miles on foot. It's just incredibly dangerous. So our technology basically protects your life-saving tools and can be literally the difference between life and death. And so that's just a little bit about the technology. All of these have been through both Keystone compliance, and we just recently went through a company called Meditech. For those who are unaware about the Meditech, and I'm sure most people are, basically we were on request from a couple agencies to go through the testing. Meditech is owned by Bill Radasky from the U.S. EMP Commission, and so he personally just tested all of our devices. We passed the flying colors. He was so impressed. We're actually getting a white paper from him in the next couple weeks, so basically, Bill Radasky from the EMP Commission is very excited about our products. We also have some government testing coming very shortly, but long story short is EMP Shield has been through military certified testing, now through two series of tests, and soon to be a third on request from some other individuals and organizations. And so there is solutions out there for EMP protection. Now, to talk about something that was not originally intended for the device, what we realized very quickly after creating EMP Shield is it also serves as a very, very efficient lightning protection system for whatever it's connected to. Although it was originally created for EMP, it's super effective for lightning. And so after realizing that, we actually decided to create not only to have a device that's incredibly effective, but also create a warranty, which is the best in the industry. So basically, the way our warranty works is unlike other companies, and I challenge anybody to kind of reference what I'm about to mention, but with EMP Shield, we guarantee lightning protection 100%, or we cover the cost of damage. This is backed by a national insurance company and written out in our warranty that comes with every single device. And what our warranty states is we guarantee protection against acts of God and over voltage. And for those who are unaware, when you talk about acts of God, that means lightning. And so I challenge anybody to go look at any major surge protector's warranty other than EMP Shield and look at ours as well. What you will notice very, very quickly is the majority of them will not protect, and they state this, will not protect against acts of God. So all of those surge protectors out there that want you to think they're protecting against lightning, they will not. Some of them will not protect against overvoltage, which blows my mind because overvoltage means power surges. So that's the first two things that you really need to be aware of and that EMP Shield guarantees protection against. The next is that our warranty is $25,000 guaranteed. If our device fails to do its job, we will cover the cost of damage. We've had hundreds upon hundreds of homes hit with lightning over the last couple of years, and we've never had to do a claim on insurance, and the reason being is because our device does exactly what we say it's going to do. And we've actually got what we call the Hall of Fame, but we've got hundreds of devices up on the wall from customers who sent them back. So impressive they took lightning strike with zero damage to the home. And then so the other thing that kind of sets our warranty apart is it's not required for you to have a home insurance policy, which is what most other surge protectors warranties require. So most of them will state that you use your home's insurance first, and then their warranty covers the remainder of the cost. Our warranty is a standalone warranty, meaning that it's whatever it is, the device is connected to, it guarantees that protection. It does not require any kind of insurance other than the warranty itself. So it's an incredibly unique warranty and a product that it's already, you know, not only been proven through military certified testing, it's also been proven in the real world by hundreds of homes who have very, I don't want to say unfortunately, because, you know, lightning's kind of a scary and dangerous thing, but fortunately for us, we're able to prove the effectiveness of the device by saving so many people's homes and electronics. And all we've got testimonials and a lot of stuff out there to show people exactly how effective our device is. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much. A nice summary.
Yeah.
And this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Lightning can hit anywhere, anytime. That's just the nature of lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to refer to one of our listeners. She's in the agricultural business down in Arkansas and has, I believe it's about 20 or so, large, very expensive pumps that prior to her getting EMP shield devices, on the average, every year, every season, she would lose about three of them to lightning, which was that loss, that economic loss, was simply built into her business model as an expected expense because it happened each and every year. Now, that's no longer built into her business model. And we're talking tens of thousands of dollars a year. These pumps are very large and very expensive. Now money no longer is spent buying new pumps. It goes back into the business to keep the business going. And she's as happy as she can be, isn't she?
Yes, she is. And I was very happy to hear from her. It's been over a year, I think, now. Those kinds of projects. There's so many things out there, whether it's oil pumps or things in the field, in the farm, homes, vehicles, that lightning is a huge, very destructive force. And very sadly, most of our customers call us after a lightning strike saying, oh my gosh, I was looking at EMP shield and we took a lightning strike and I've lost $10,000 in equipment or electronics, you name it. And then they're buying it post-lightning strike. Wishing they had purchased it. And then, of course, there's a couple customers who got it and didn't get hit. And was like, holy cow. And all we do is we say, hey, send us the device. We're going to send you a new one. And we like to dissect it, make sure it does its job, and then put it on the Hall of Fame, so the Wall of Fame. So it's an incredible piece of technology. And, you know, even if you're not concerned about EMP, which many people, I'm trying to, you know, John and I are trying to raise awareness about the, you know, the dangers of EMP. But you know, if you're just, you know, you want to protect your home or whatever it is, we've got counties in Kansas that were outfitting the entire county with EMP shield. Some of them are concerned about EMP, but some of them are just simply, hey, we took three lightning strikes and we need your equipment. And, you know, whether they're concerned about EMP or lightning, they're still getting EMP and coronal mass ejection protection. So that makes me happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're in the business here of saving lives. That's what this is all about. Yes, the expense is one thing. On the other, if it's a crisis that we're facing, not just the odd lightning strike, if it's a long-term crisis involving attack by a foreign enemy, having EMP shield devices, it can literally be a matter of life and death, can't they?
It can. It really can. And it's not anybody's fault, because this isn't something that most people think about on a daily basis, but take your vehicle as an example. It's something that we take almost for granted. We use it to go from point A to point B, whether it's to work or whatever we're doing, every single day. And it functions because that's what it's designed to do. But after an EMP, the majority of vehicles on the road are not going to function. And so having a tool like a vehicle to go from point A to point B is not only possibly going to save your life, it's going to be a tool that's going to allow you to help save the lives of your loved ones, your family, your friends, your community. And it's, you're going to be able to continue to use that vehicle for as long as that vehicle would normally live because it survived the EMP. It's just, it's almost invaluable. And it's the same thing, you know, people very commonly say, well, Andrew, what's the point of having an EMP shield on a home if the grid's down? And it's a great question. It makes sense, right? The question makes sense. But there's so many reasons why. So number one, the majority, I'm assuming, John, of your listeners, and I know a lot of our customers, number one, have backup power systems. So they have generators or solar systems or wind or water power. That's number one. Number two is lightning. You know, your home can go down. It doesn't have to be an EMP. A lightning strike can take down your home. And why not protect it with something that's relatively inexpensive comparatively to what protection it provides? The one thing that people don't consider, though, and this has been proven in the past, it's happened in the past, is number one, we always fear the large coronal mass ejection that's going to take down the entire power grid for many years. That's a threat, right? But what more commonly what happens is you have a medium-sized solar flare or coronal mass ejection that takes down the grid for 3 to 4 weeks or 6 weeks. So imagine having a home without protection where the grid takes a coronal mass ejection, which is from the sun. Your home is completely destroyed to include all the electronics inside of it, but then the grid comes back up in 4 to 6 weeks. That would be, you know, you would lose everything. I don't even know if regular insurance would cover that because it's an act of God. And then people with protection are back up and running the second the grid's back up and running, but there's going to be millions of homes that get destroyed simply from a medium-sized coronal mass ejection. Because they didn't, you know, plan for it. They didn't get protection, which is very affordable, you know?
It is very affordable. Somebody recently said, well, that's regarding EMP shield device. That's expensive. And I said, my response was, compared to what?
Right.
Compared to what?
Well, you know, I'm in this quandary where... You know this, John, and many listeners don't, but we manufacture these devices and this technology ourselves. And right here in Kansas, right next to the cornfields, we've got two manufacturing facilities. And it's funny, I'm in this quandary because my goal is to price it as low as possible to get the protection to as many people as possible. That's my goal. It's a business. We want to be able to continue to operate. You know, if we make a little bit of profit, cool. But that's my goal. And the problem I have, though, is there's so many people that are on the fence about it. Some people say it's too cheap and that they think it should be several thousands of dollars. Some people say it's too expensive. It's like, you know, for me, I'm like, well, what's the cost of manufacturing? What's our cost basis? And then I sell it for, you know, as low as possible to where it still helps the business survive. And that's not to mention that if you use John's code, which is JRM, or go to his website, thelibertyman.com, you can save an extra $50 off per device on top of the sale price, which we're currently offering our technology at. So there's tons of savings out there, especially if you use John's coupon. But, you know, it's just kind of an interesting thing to, you know, you can't please everybody, you know.
That's right. All right. Well, we do the best we can. We don't necessarily have to please everybody. And that's not feasible or likely, either one. But informed, aware, alert, intelligent people, they understand. And once they look at this and comprehend that this is something that will work, the Department of Defense, when it comes to things like this, the Department of Defense has very rigorous standards for accepting a piece of equipment like this for purchase. The testing is very rigorous, very tough, isn't it?
It is. It's you know, there's different standards across every unit or every organization that's purchasing. It's not an easy thing to you know, be accepted by, you know, organizations like the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security. So we're very proud to be able to have met, you know, military certifications and several of the other things required to be able to offer our products to governments. And also, we're proud to be a part of the Texas Grid Pilot Program, which is run by the DEMSO and DHS and the National Security Collaboration Center. You know, that although it's taking a little bit more time than we expected, you know, we're 2 years into it now, That's going to serve as the platform to prove grid protection on a certain portion of grid in Texas. And then once that's been proven, hopefully then gets expanded out across the grids in the United States. So we're proud to be one of the leaders on that project. And there's just so many other things that I unfortunately can't talk about that we're doing. But there's a lot of things happening right now, even under the current presidency, that we're trying to do the best we can to get everything and everybody and every piece of equipment as protected as possible. So there's a lot going on.
Well, yes, and a lot going on and more to come, isn't there, sir?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the likes of perverted science.
By the likes of perverted science. I would say EMP is perverted science, wouldn't you, Andrew?
Yeah, it kind of is, because of how detrimental it actually is. It's an interesting science because there's no physical harm initially created from an EMP, but overall it's going to be hugely devastating to the population of the country that it's used against. So, well, yeah, it's pretty perverted.
Hollywood has made use of EMP events for decades, sometimes without it being obvious. The TV series America, spelled with a K, back in the 80s, it wasn't clear how Russia took over the United States, and I watched the series twice. But in the book that it was based on, it was very clear that Russia took over the United States by using an EMP attack. So Hollywood used this for decades as a vehicle to a plot vehicle, shall we say. But it's not just Hollywood, and it's not just entertainment. It is a very real weapon that does, in fact, exist, doesn't it?
It is. It's actually way more. Everybody has EMP weapons. This isn't something that, you know, we're just making assumptions. China, just in the last 6 months, threatened the United States with super EMP weapons. I mean, this is a very, very large threat. And unfortunately, there's global actors out there that do not like the United States that will very, very much happily use an EMP if they need to. You know, and this is something we discuss, you and I, John, all the time, at least on the show. And it's really, at what point are they willing to use the weapons? And do they want to do a nationwide EMP or more localized EMPs? And what's the delivery platforms, whether it's hypersonic missiles or satellite-based or rocket-based? But weather the reality balloons. Is...
weather balloons.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you never know. there is a lot of ways to deploy an EMP weapon. And it's not to say that high-altitude nuclear EMP is only one form of EMP. There's also pulse injection. There's also directional EMP. There are so many types of energy weapons out there. I don't want to scare people, but it is a very, very real threat.
There are handheld EMP weapons that the police could buy more than 20 years ago, but I think the attorneys shut it down for liability reasons. But I saw these things advertised in law enforcement publications I was receiving in the mid 1990s. But they never did catch on. I think the liability was too great. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. I look forward to these visits with Andrew every week, because we're getting a lot of great information out there. Top of the hour, we will have Sam Andrews with us, and it will be Firearms Monday, one of our more popular segments we do here at Republic Broadcasting, and we'll certainly take your questions, calls, and comments regarding rifles, pistols, training, optics, ammunition, reloading, legislation, all the topics related to the firearms culture, the firearms industry, and becoming a better marksman. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.